Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 7th of November. First of all, congratulations go to Moulton-based Paul Hannigan on being crowned the British champion jockey for the second successive season. It becomes the first Northern-based rider to win back-to-back titles. As last year, there were scenes of jubilation at Doncaster last Saturday as Town Moor hosted the final meeting of the British flat season on turf. Hannigan received the championship trophy from another former Yorkshire-based champion Kevin Darley, as well as the Cock of the North trophy. In the end, neither Hannigan nor his great rival for this year's crown, fellow North Yorkshire-based rider Silvestro D'Souza, were able to ride any winners, meaning that Hannigan's final tally of 165 winners was four more than D'Souza's total. Both riders have been a great credit to the region, and we've been fortunate to witness the battle for the national title unfold on our local tracks. Actually, D'Souza was the leading rider on the Yorkshire course this season, with 67 winners, 10 more than Hannigan. Well, it was even closer in the trainers category as Tim Easterby, with 51 winners, finished just the one winner ahead of fellow Moulton trainer Richard Fahey regarding successes on the Yorkshire tracks this year. Both competitions are supported by Skybet. Well, the big race at Doncaster last Saturday, the Betfred November Handicap, went to Zyder Z, trained at Newmarket by John Gosden, his fifth success in the last major race of the British flat season. For the record, the champion owner of 2011 was Prince Khalid Abdullah, the leading trainer was Richard Hannon, while the champion apprentice rider was Martin Harley. So the action for the next few months will be focused on the jumping season. We've already seen Weird Al win the Bet365 Charlie Hall Chase at Wetherby last week. And Weird Al is set to compete in the Betfair Chase at Haydock Park on Saturday week, the 19th of November, against the likes of Long Run, Diamond Harry, Time for Rupert and Corto Star. Well, this Saturday, the main race is the Paddy Power Gold Cup at Cheltenham, due off at 2:35. This handicap chase over the extended 2.5 miles has a total prize fund of £150,000 and is likely to include Divers, a winner at the Cheltenham Festival last March, for trainer Ferdy Murphy, who is based at West Witton in North Yorkshire. Well, Divers has an each-way claim in the big race on Saturday. And Wetherby's season continues on Saturday. It's the annual Tote Pool and CIU Charity Race Day, a 7-race programme beginning at 12:40. The Tote Pool Handicap Chase, a contest for stayers over 3 miles and 1 furlong, and the Tote Scoop 6 Handicap Hurdle over the extended 2 miles are the twin highlights at Wetherby. And racegoers at Wetherby will be able to see the main races from Cheltenham on the giant screen. Enjoy your racing.